Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there?
What are you doing?
Woo, woo, woo. It's cold out there, isn't it? Oh, my, 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 my. Be careful, dress warm, be smart, be wise. Make sure you got gas in your car. What they say? Extra change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extra change of clothes in case you get.
Which one is which?
They're both on.
Oh.
In case you get stranded somewhere. And keep a gallon can of gas in your car. Is that right?
I was looking at a thing yesterday.
What was that?
The coldest place in the world is in Siberia. 71. Now look here. Their warm day is 35 and 40 below zero.
Oh my.
And it gets up to 10 below. But it's only like that for about 3 weeks. Man, 70. They say you can't be outside for more than 15 minutes. And they got the one girl, she only weighed like 98 pounds. When she put on all her gear, she weighed 120 pounds.
Oh my gosh. I bet she did. She needed all
and
that.
And she had about 7 layers on. And she said, even with that, you can't stay outside no more than 15 minutes. They have, like, a rule where you got to go in and get warm.
Right.
And that's all these people do, man, is go in, get warm, eat. And they got some nice food. But anyways.
I bet they have to have
So
it.
We're going to give away a trip to that cold place. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to give away a trip.
We're going to give away
a trip. Oh, that sounds better. Yeah. Send
we'll
somebody else, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they tell us how they like it, but you got to pay for it yourself.
Right.
You just call me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. We're live right now on that TuneIn app, and all you have to do is download that TuneIn app on any electronic device. We're live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you just want to be a part of the show, we're in here thawing out. It's nice and warm in the studio.
Yeah.
So we're saying,
hey.
And I want to say happy birthday to my baby girl, Karee Wade.
Happy birthday, baby girl.
Yes, today is her birthday.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
43.
She done got up in them 40s.
Yeah, 43. Okay. My baby girl.
Look out, boy.
And then Christmas, I was looking at my daughters, where I was like, oh, they're getting older, too.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Yeah, it does.
Guess what?
But you don't want it to.
Well, I don't know.
You know,
it's got its goods and
pros
and cons.
I'm like, whoa, not yet, y'all. Yeah. But yeah, it is happening. So also, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time being a part of A Voice of a People. And if you are a devoted listener and supporter, thank you so very much for your love and your support. And it's still January, and I'm saying still Happy New Year to everybody. I may change that in February, which is next week when I'm on the show. But again, that number is 740-383-9944 if you just want to be a part of the show today. Along with you all, it's Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor
Peterson.
Jackie Peterson,
woo-woo.
582 Lee Street, Marion, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, free produce will begin again in April of 2026. Okay, so we did have a prayer line going for those who are in need of prayer. Shirley was one of them. I was one of them, so I'm still on the list, hopefully. Anyone else you may know of who needs prayer, please lift them up or just call into the station and we can lift up a prayer for everyone who may need prayer. There is no distance in prayer. You don't have to be in front of a person or touch them or anything like that. Just remember to lift up one another in prayer. We need to be praying for our city, our state, our country, our leadership. And it is really off the chain.
Well, absolutely.
It's off the chain. And we
absolutely
need to be praying for that as well.
That's
okay.
True.
Absolutely. A couple more announcements here. Now, you know, we are celebrating the 250th year of United States birthday.
Mm.
And they have had trail stops The first one was the ribbon cutting at Heritage Hall that took place January 12th. The second trail stop was the Peace and Freedom Breakfast celebration of the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. That took place January 19th. The trail stop number three is the Palace Theater, 276 West Center Street. It was designed by renowned architect John Eberson. This is one of the first atmospheric theaters built in the country, designed to transport visitors to another place in time with muted stucco walls, crawling vines, and a domed blue starry sky.
Where is that?
Palace Theater.
Ooh, we used to sneak in there.
Yeah, remember when you look up, all the little twinkling stars was up there?
I never looked up.
Really?
No.
All those statues up there, like Michelangelo put them up there. Oh, yeah, the palace is... It was.
You're talking about back. I'm talking about back now. When I was,
same thing. They haven't changed it.
When the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, Palace Theater is still the same.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't been still in there, man, same. since 70s.
Wow.
No, you ain't got to say it like that.
That's been a minute.
You ain't got to be a wow. Wow.
Whoa.
He's like, no, that's just a regular wow. He's my wow. You that old?
Not that. It's just been that long.
Yeah, it's been.
And you've been back in Marion for a while now, right?
Yeah, more than a few years.
Yeah, and you haven't been back. Okay. Mm-mm. You know, they had.
I'm telling you, last time I went in there, I knew the people that owned it.
Oh.
Because me and the sons, he used to hang with us.
Okay.
That's how we were sneaking in.
All right.
He was letting us in the side door. Hope they don't get him busted.
Too late for that now.
Yeah, but I don't know his name. But Earl, I think it was.
Now, this stop has no date or time, but this is another trail stop. It used to be the old library. You remember where that was?
Mm-mm.
On South Main Street?
No, but not
sits back off the road.
They wouldn't. When I was brought up,
you didn't go there either.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
I don't think I did.
Okay,
I didn't. As you read about a lot of this stuff that you be telling, it be sounding exciting now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was growing up, man, I was just trying to find a jelly sandwich, I guess.
Right.
I wasn't paying attention to nothing.
Oh, okay then.
You know.
All right.
My sister said I lived in La La Land. You might be right.
A lot of people still live in La La Land today, so you're not by yourself. Even if you were there, you know, in La La Land, a lot of things just go past people's head, you know, they don't even pay attention.
We are all interconnected like a root system.
Mm-hmm.
And every time somebody expires and gets removed out of that system, you lose something.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, people been losing and have lost so much.
Oh, yeah.
They don't realize that's one of the reasons why humanity is so fractured. Because you got all these differences and all these people hating on each other. And all you're doing is destroying yourself. You know, you want to get rid of this group. You don't want, you know, whatever. It's stupid. But go ahead, sweet. My bad. Don't get me
that's
started.
That's all right. That's all right.
Don't get me started.
You said you was prepared.
I am.
You had readied yourself for today. You told me that over the phone,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely ready.
All
me
right.
Me and God have talked.
All right, then. Amen. Amen. And don't forget the homeless shelter during these cold days, that there are people over there who are in need. They say check on your neighbors. Make sure, you know, people are okay. And if you want to get in contact with the homeless shelter, their phone number is 740-387-4550. Again, that number is 740-387-4550. And they're always looking for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do like to start my show off with a thought for today. And let's see what that thought is. I think there's a couple of them. To not think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one says, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. You know who said that?
George Washington.
Ben Franklin.
George Washington said it first. Ben Franklin stole it from George Washington.
Excuse me.
You better take that horse. That's why I gave it to you.
I know. I got.
Hold on.
Thought for the day.
Okay, George Washington. Who you say, Abe Lincoln?
Ben Franklin.
Everybody out there that believe Ben Franklin captured lightning, call in, because I'd like to know how he did it. You know how much, you know what size voltage is in a strike of lightning? 450,000. And in some cases, hundreds of thousands. So you got a little, you got a kite. And your string got to be made out of some kind of metal, because if it's made out of just regular cloth, it's not going to, the electricity ain't going to supposed to be. And they had a key tied to the end.
Right, right.
Yeah. So when that lightning hit that kite, the premise was that the electricity was supposed to follow that line and come down and that key supposed to capture it.
Right, right.
It ain't going to burn that. Have you seen what lightning do? Because me and my son just did a thing on trees exploding from being so cold. Have you seen that? You do know trees blow up when they
happen. Oh, yeah.
When they be in the heat.
Yeah.
Right? Like in the forest fire. Well, they do the same thing when it's too cold.
Because, I saw that on Facebook somewhere.
Yeah.
Like they bust right in the middle. Yeah, I saw that.
So we're getting ready to put that out. I'm going to try to get that out the next day or so.
I did not know that either. I did not.
I think.
Thought for today.
Go ahead.
Play games.
Don't do nothing else.
Why do you go to work? For the pay or to play? Money takes the L out of play, and we forget that life is just a game. The game is just an exchange, an interplay of energies, of divine dance. You give the energy of your head and hands, and you receive money in return. Misery comes when you live only to receive. This is how we kill the fun in life. Every scene in our life is a game requiring certain skills and abilities to play it. To play it well. When you do, and you taste success at playing, you're having fun again. Put the L back in pay and watch work transform itself into a game, a dance. Go to play, not for the pay. Pay is just a bonus.
Benjamin Franklin definitely said that. That sounds like some of Benjamin Franklin. No, that's got to be the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Is it?
You don't go to work to get paid. You go to work so you can be a slave.
A slave?
That's the only reason you go.
Really?
Because you know you ain't going to do nothing but help somebody else be rich. They ain't going to break you off nothing. And then they'll fire you when they get finished with you.
They don't break you off nothing?
They don't break you off nothing.
Oh, my God.
So you're just slaving.
Mm-mm-mm.
Got us all believing that crap. Going to work. You should never, ever, ever inspire to get a job.
Oh, why not?
Because jobs are death traps.
So what should people aspire to do?
Everybody's born with gifts. Everybody's born with talent. Everybody's born with purpose. That's what you need to discover. And that's what you need to be doing.
Right. Discover your purpose.
And it will provide all this other stuff that you want in life.
Right.
But you working 40, you ain't getting but 44. For y'all out there that know what I'm talking about, don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say a word. Let it keep going. Because it ain't done yet, man.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you something. You can wake up tomorrow and know all the answers God done gave them to you. You come out here and try to tell people, they're not going to believe you.
Oh, no.
No. So that's why I tell the truth every day, because people don't believe it, no, huh?
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
I feel you on that one for sure. Yeah. People don't.
Feel me.
Yeah.
That song, what song was that in? Feel a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. We deserve just one more chance.
That was Wind and Fire.
My friend, yeah. That was a pretty song.
Yeah, it was.
Ooh, talking to yourself is fine. It make you feel much better.
I never knew the lyrics, but that's okay. You know them.
That part of them, I don't know them all.
Right.
But
you
I used to, like Earth, Wind, and Fire until I find out that they were elements. I don't need none of them. Got enough of those.
Oh, a lot of people dogged them because of that.
I don't see why.
I don't either.
I think it was keep your head to the sky. You run into something. You know you can't drive if you're just looking up.
Amen.
Bam. Run in the
back. You can't walk.
Can't walk either.
Not too far.
So that's a trick in the enemy right there.
Yeah.
Just say to keep your head to the sky. You need to be looking where you're walking. And I'm telling y'all right now, quit zooming. Don't be looking, you know, all up in the sky, you know. What did Jesus tell his disciples? He said, why are y'all watching me ascend into heaven? Go and do what I told y'all
right,
to do.
Right, right, right.
Okay, he
right.
don't want you looking up.
Right, that's true.
So don't, and then, you know, the sun keep your head to the sky and they ain't never tell you what you're looking for.
No, no.
Then they had another song out where they said, they saw the man the other day. He said he going to give up his faith mm-hmm. and going to turn his back on God and make his life twice as hard. Now, he already a fool. So I wouldn't even be talking to him. So as soon as he told me, I'm going to give God up, well, you got to go. Mm-hmm. I don't want you around. You got to go. But anyway. I told you I was ready.
Yeah, you did. You said you were ready. There's nothing wrong with that. You need to be ready. Yeah, that's what makes the show. You
I
know?
Mean, preparation is good. Everybody yes, knows you got real good preparation. You got good product.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So.
But that's being said. Go ahead.
Early to bed.
Early to
bed. Early to rise.
Early to rise.
Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I do want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Since this is a brand new year.
Mm-hmm. What year are we in?
2026.
Okay.
What are your expectations?
None.
You don't have any?
I don't expect anything.
Good or bad?
Neither. Nothing.
Just?
Nada. Niente.
Even tone?
Nothing. Zip. Because every time you put your expectations in a situation and it doesn't go the way you feel it should be, and see, and everything has a natural order.
Right.
You can think you're going to change it. And you can alter it. Just like you, if you think about this, guys, you pray to God and tell him that you want something, or you mm-hmm. tell him to help you with something. Right. In order for, like, let's say, for instance, you say, look, you know, heal me of such and such. Now, you know, he can miraculously just do that. But there's channels that he got to go through. So he deals with medical doctors, everybody, you know. And then you'll find out, oh, you know what? It's a good thing we found out this thing right here, this and that. It's good that we found it early. Now we can get rid of it, eradicate, whatever the case may be. It might just be a cold or a splinter. So the thing is, because you brought it to their attention early, God is the reason to have them people in place for that. Mm-hmm. And there's some people that's on your journey that's probably not born yet.
Probably not.
They're not on earth yet.
Right.
So you got to wait for that person to be born. And to grow to grow up to whatever age they need to be before that interaction that they need to have with you, mm-hmm. just like your grandkids.
Right.
Your grandkids already got keys to things that's in your life because it was passed on from the ancestors, from being with you.
Right.
So when you talk to them, they enhance that stuff and they'll give it back to you. There's things that your grandkids will tell you, you'd be like, wow.
Oh, and show me.
And then yeah. you'd be like, you know, but see, they wasn't born 50 years ago.
Oh,
see?
No.
See?
No.
So in order for you to learn that one thing that your grandson or granddaughter told you,
right,
they had to be born and grow up to that age and give you that wisdom.
That's true.
Yeah, so I know true. It's true.
Yeah.
You talking to me, girl? I be knowing these things. If I don't all know right. it, don't learn it.
Each time you have a new idea
uh-huh.
or learn something, the neurons in your brain create new connections that help to make you smarter.
That's an absolute truth. And I'm going to tell you something else, too.
What's that?
The brain is actually electrical current.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
And the receptors that's in there is what they're talking about, the neurons, mm-hmm. right? That's how come your subconscious can come in and do stuff. Because your subconscious builds neurons and directions and connections to other things in your brain. And then you just walking down the street and all of a sudden some crazy stuff come to you. It's because it already made a connection to your consciousness. And we don't know if you don't never go in and check and look at stuff. That's what meditation was supposed to be about. You go in and you meditate, you find these things and you bring them to the surface so that you can relinquish them and get rid of them.
But you also know your conscious is connected to God. And that's how he deals with you as well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. Your subconscious.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, your subconscious is, it's just, I don't know, it's a gate. It's like a gateway. It let things in and let things out.
True.
But you absolutely. Have to be careful. And that's why commercials are so damaging. You know, you run a 15-second commercial, and you run it for 15 seconds, but you run it 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
See, and then what happens is every time you see bits and pieces of that commercial gets lodged into your thinking.
It does. It
you know,
does.
The next thing you know, you at the store trying to figure out, now, should I buy Downy or Uppy?
Right, right, you know? Right. It does. It leaves an imprint in your mind. It really does, you know. You said, the more you see it, the more you want it.
Have you, well, that's true. Have you seen these advertisements for Viagra? The 87 cents of Viagra
is that on TV?
Yeah.
Really?
Most of the people that are advertising is black females.
Really?
And I'm wondering when they picked that thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
When I say most of them, I mean the ones that are not African American are mixed.
Really?
And they're all advertising the same thing.
And I wonder why, though.
And they come on and they say, I don't know who need to hear this, but my man just discovered the 80 cents of Viagra, and let me tell you.
I think I've seen that one.
Well, that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
There's a bunch of those same ones. And if you look at them, they're all different women that's mm-hmm. black.
Mm-hmm.
Something's being done. Now, it's cool that they get to work, but I'm telling you, we're talking about them gates and opening and closing minds
and
subconscious and stuff. And I'm telling you, them commercials are
damaging, can be. Very. Yes.
Because stuff that they do, they don't have to necessarily do.
Right.
Just like the one where the young lady.
And it doesn't also even means it's true.
It's not true. Well, how is a commercial true?
Oh, hey, I don't know. Some of them are, aren't they?
Some of them got some truth in them, but they ain't. Because there wouldn't be a commercial.
Wow.
Man, even that St. Jude commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on now.
With the little girl. It's so sweet. Yeah. But that's to get your money.
I'm trying to tell you.
Sympathy, yeah.
I'm trying to tell you they know what to play on.
Yeah, they do.
They be all in your heart. Little David played on his heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They be all up in you, man. You know, all up just doing what they do. And it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it is. You're right about that.
And I'm like this. Stop it, Mike. Stop it, Mike.
Right now.
Just hawked up. Just whoa, mute. Because y'all need to think about something. You're plowing in the wrong row.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You need to stop what you're doing.
Right.
Let's reassess this thing. Mm-hmm. That's why we're in this mess we're in today.
What mess we in?
This political mess where, you know, we're in fighting people hating this country, people in the country hating each other, they rounding people up, shooting and killing people, all kinds of nonsense going on.
You know, Springfield is next.
We will see.
It was already on the internet all over today.
We will see.
After the Haitians this time.
We will see.
Remember they were eating the dogs and the cats?
Yeah. We will see.
At least that's what they said, but they were not doing that. But anyway.
You know.
Go ahead.
We ain't in control of none of this stuff.
I know.
None of us is.
Mm-mm.
And the ones that think they in control just as delusional as they want to be. You ain't in control of life. And how things. This is why. You're looking now at each other trying to figure out, well, how do we do this? When people have showed you
mm-hmm.
that what you're going to do
mm-hmm.
is going to cause a certain problem, and you still do it
right?
Because you can't help yourself, then you sit back and you say, why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because the people told you that it would. It's history. They tell you all the time, history repeats itself if you don't learn it.
True.
We're going through it again.
Right.
And every time you go through it, it's a different version of that same nonsense.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. So like you said, this is not new.
Let me tell you how stupid some thinking is. Okay. Out of the continent of Africa, a lot of people don't like to hear this. That's why I tell it. Life began.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of all those people. Where you at? You get rid of all the people that's dark, all the people of color,
mm-hmm.
all the blacks and on the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And you came out of that, where you going to be? And I'm going to tell you something else that's stupid. If you get rid of all of them,
mm-hmm.
you're going to die off anyways from the lack of having them because the recessive genes are different. This is why you see black people, they be 90 years old, and you be thinking they 55. Mm-hmm. And you see white people, they be 55, and you like, you 90? A lady came to my door one time, my mom's door, and was looking for my sister. And she told my mother, my mom said, she said, I'm looking for so-and-so. And she said, yeah, I'm her. She said, no. She said, I went to school with her. She said, no, I got a daughter, you know, with my name that went to school.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but nah, you couldn't have went to school with her. She looking at this lady. This lady told her, yeah, I went to school. And she got the name and all the stuff. Right. She had went to school with my sister.
Wow.
But she looked like she was about 30 years older.
Mm. That happens. I mean, it happens.
See, we always talk about black don't crack. It ain't so much that it don't crack. It's just that the genes that we have is different.
Mm-hmm. It's different. Hmm. Oh, well, so.
And the world knows it.
Yeah, they do.
That's why they hold it back.
Hmm.
Anybody got good sense know that's honest that every time you let us as a group of people get involved in something, we change it, take it over.
Yeah.
To the point to where you can't come back and do it because we put it at a different point and different level. And that right there scares this country. It scares this country. I mean, come on, man. You remember they didn't used to have blacks in the NFL and on the NBA and none of that. Black people didn't used to participate in that.
In sports, okay.
No, not just sports, because they still had them running. You could still run mm-hmm. and jump and do all that kind of stuff. Until that time, Jesse Owens beat them people in Germany. And Hitler said he couldn't believe that a colored man could beat a white man, especially a white German.
Mm-hmm.
He got up and left. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. You know, we old.
I mean, I wasn't living during that time, but I remember it through
you
history.
You probably was, though.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, well, you were born in the 30s?
No, I wasn't born in no 30s.
Oh, let me hush. Let me hush them.
My dad wasn't even born in the 30s.
Uh-oh, watch out now. Mine's were.
Oh, yeah, he was 29, come to think of it. He was born 29. My mother was born 33.
Mm. Yeah, my folks were both born in. You know, it's interesting, man. I got my grandparents was all born in 1800s. Just my grandparents.
Okay.
Do some old grandparents.
Yes. Yes. A couple hundred years old now.
They would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, it was 1898, 1889 or something like that.
1819, 2000. Yeah.
We had figured out that they came right before the Reconstruction of America. That was done right after the war, sort of. And then Jim Crow came after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, we're right at Black History Month, February 1st. When is that, Sunday?
Man, there ain't no such thing, no Black History Month.
Or no Black History at all, right? They're trying to.
There's really no such thing as Black History. It's just world history, and
yes,
we're just part
it's
of
history.
It.
History, yeah.
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 And we're just part of it. And then we play different parts. But see, when they start separating and saying, you know, Black history and American history, you know, then people can start manipulating stuff. But see, if you just told the world history, you would tell the events that actually happened in the world at a particular time.
Right.
You know?
And wouldn't be ashamed of it or embarrassed by
it,
right?
You wouldn't know to be, because it's just world history.
Right, right.
So, you know, you don't have no one group have a claim to it.
So do you think that has been a negative connotation put on, like, Black History Month, Juneteenth Day?
Yeah, and absolutely.
For just for black people?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. You know why? Because the white establishments never explain to their group why it is that all this stuff came about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they never tell world history. They tell their history. They mm-hmm. tell their story.
Right.
And see, if they was telling world history, they wouldn't tell just the part that they want you to think belong to them.
Right.
Because you got a group of people out there now that's actually said that the Europeans built this country. And when we know the railroads wouldn't have been up if it wasn't for the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why do you think these people was in this country? And the Chinese, the reason that there's such a huge community of Chinese people was because during the time when Chinese people was coming over here, you didn't have all these regulations because this wasn't no United States. This was just territory.
Right, right.
You know, and they was giving away hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres, you know. And so people came over and got some of their stuff. And that's why when you go out in San Francisco, it's all Chinatown.
Mm.
Man, San Francisco, they need to just change it too.
Really?
It's got a huge population. But it's just that the movie that I was watching, it showed how that all got started, how that developed. And it just started as labor camps, you know, and just kept progressing. And so quite naturally, as they was making money, you had the Irish that had came in. Well, it was Irish or the Welsh, but I think it was the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing they didn't get along with the Italians and a whole bunch of people didn't get along. They were just crazy, man. Just always got something going on with fighting. But anyways, the Chinese ended up keeping that area that we now call Little China.
Okay.
So, but I mean, you know, there's some other parts that's in there. It ain't like I know all the stuff because I didn't study world history. I got caught up just like everybody else, you know.
Right, right. But you know enough to address a few things, you know.
Well, to be not the ghoul.
But I kind of agree with you on the word black. And I don't think, I think there has been a,
well, you
a
put
detriment
a, well,
to.
Black has got, you know, you got black cats is evil. Black clouds is a silver lining, you know. The ugly
right.
duckling with black, you know. The, you know, all kinds of dumb crap. That's associated with black, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
good guys wear white, you know, that kind of nonsense, you know, and so then, you know, when you see these guys come out in white uniforms and suits, I'm tell you how crazy it is. I was looking at a series where they were showing how this one particular guy transported himself, went from New York all the way down to the Carolinas. And because he had a certain suit on,
mm-hmm.
they didn't recognize him as a black man.
Hmm.
And he knew it. He told him when he was setting the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I need a white linen suit with a white hat and some wire rim glasses and a certain type of shoes, he told him. He took that. He was walking in and out of situations, and they could not tell he was black.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
Imagery.
Yeah.
Imagery.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if people can control what they think, what you're seeing, just like they showed all them videos of them killing that man and murdering him, and then they're going to tell you, that ain't what happened. Let me tell you what. Said, man, how you telling me what happened and we looking at it?
Oh, dang, no. Yeah. Okay. That ain't the first time that's happened.
Hell no. But you know what? You let the wrong thing slide.
Mm-hmm.
You let those police officers get away with beating Rodney King like he did.
Mm-hmm.
And because you did that, you set a precedent. And that stuff just kept on. Now it's spilling over. And let me tell you something. We've tried to say this to y'all. We've been trying to tell y'all. And when I say y'all, I mean the other group. They've been treating black folks this way forever. And I'm going to tell you, we knew eventually they was going to categorize y'all the same way and start shooting and killing y'all.
I never thought that.
I did. I knew that. Listen, man. When they had a civil war at first, were no black folks involved with that at first? It was white people against white people.
Mm.
And that's what you got now.
Right.
They mad because they trying to draw black people in. And black people like, uh-uh-uh. We tried that. Because see.
More than once.
If black people would have been doing that, they'd have been shooting tear gas and seeking dogs. You know how they used to do?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have changed that tactic. But see, they hesitated because it was another group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, they just kept being the same group of people. They look, we got to beat somebody's ass. Okay? Somebody, we got to be violent. We got to throw this violent on somebody. There ain't no colors out here.
Right.
So we need to beat somebody up. What's left? Well, get us some white people. And now,
the enemy within, right?
That's right. And this one and two, because you got to think about it. Serial killers that go in and slaughter a whole bunch of people, they don't care who they slaughter.
Right.
You know, but here lately, in the last few years or so, They've been pointing their guns at white folks.
Hmm.
Just look at how many people done got killed. All the attempt assassinations, Kirk, Charlie Kirk, you know, just look at all this stuff. It's just them. And you know something? They finally, as a society, waking up to the thing, to the fact, we in this thing together, man.
Yeah. And that's so true.
We are in this together. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, if you crash this country, it don't just hurt us.
Right, it hurts everybody.
It hurts everybody.
It sure does.
I don't understand why you don't see that. But then you care. You got groups of people that think that they're going to take their resources and money and go somewhere else and live. But now, what this country has created is a distaste for them everywhere. So don't nobody want you nowhere. You know, it ain't like it was 5 years ago. You can just get on your plane and fly over to Switzerland. They won't know, oh, what you doing over here? Because, first of all, we don't trust you. Because you be stealing, because they done seen all the lying and stealing. If you do this to your own people in your own country, what do you do to other people's country? And then they keep switching laws around and playing with laws and to try to justify why all this dumb stuff is going on, like them shooting people and killing people and not releasing information and not showing it. Man, all that stuff is illegal. You're supposed to have transparency in the government. That's why they got those three things, man, the three bodies of government, so that they'll be enough to check each other. And you just pulling all that out the way and saying, No, because the ones that are supposed to be checking, when it gets to them, they don't check. No, go ahead and do
it. Too much in it for them, yeah. I guess, you know.
Well, they think. Until they get to the end. Because look at now how he's getting rid of his people, like Christine Owen. Now, he done pulled her pretty much off Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He ain't said it like that. But he's like, look, I'm going to put you somewhere else to where don't nobody see you.
Is that the blonde girl that's on TV almost
no,
every day?
No, not her. Christine Owen is the one with the dark hair, the little frail one. The one that shot and killed a dog.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dog killer.
And you know, I just heard that, what, yesterday, day before yesterday.
Just heard what?
She killed her dog.
Oh, yeah, she. Dog killer. And then, but all of them got the same hairstyles. There's a couple of them in there that look the same to me. Because they got the same hairstyles. And wow. they all little skinny white ladies with the same hairstyles. Mm. And, I think that's why they be mad at Jasmine Crockett, because, boy, she can sling that hair, can't she? That yeah. girl can sling that hair. She plays with that, boy.
Yeah, why not?
She can sling that hair and hit it just right and throw that right back on you. And I mean, and I love it.
Like, why not, right? You know,
That's Tony backwards.
What's Tony backwards?
Why not?
Oh,
I just figured that out the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Now you gonna write
Tony,
it
Tony, yeah. It Tony did. Who? How you spelling Tony?
How you regularly spell Tony?
T-O-N-Y or T-O-N-I-E?
Okay. See, this is the reason why the country
or T-O-N-I.
Is... No, no.
People spell it all kind of ways. No, oh yeah, they
we ain't
do.
Talking about we ain't talking about Tony. But what none of them guys named Tony to begin with. That's the crazy part.
Boy.
Now, another thing is, if you take, okay, the joke is, this dude has a friend that's named Tony, and he's always messing this guy's name up, and he always saying stuff like Tony Maroney or Boney Tony or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy say, hey man, why you always saying my name backwards and shit? And the guy say, why not? Because if you take the Y and the N-O-T,
right,
it's why not.
Right, it's backwards. Yeah. I didn't get that at first. But
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
I shouldn't have had to go.
That's why I was writing it down. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, yeah.
I
had to prove it to myself.
Menachemazelia.
That's how I am. I like to prove things to myself.
Well, you know, that's dangerous, but I understand.
But it's necessary.
It depends.
I have to know the truth, the best.
Yeah, but if
I can.
But how do you know when
find
you,
it?
How do you know when you're questioning something that's not already true? Maybe it might be true already.
Then it might be.
So
that means if it's already true, when I research it, I'll find out it's true.
Oh, okay.
Then I can receive it.
Hopefully. And all that time that you wasting, you could have done already had the truth and been gone on by
the
day.
Yeah, but there's some things that I could look at and say is true, and they're not true, and I don't want to receive it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. No, I do not. You're not
yeah,
going to catch
you do.
No, I don't either. You're going to have to explain that.
I don't want to receive it, you know. So, just like, what was I? There was something that, what was it? I can't think of it, but it will come back to my remembrance that I had to research to find out the truth. Well, how do I distinguish what is the truth? I ask for wisdom from the Lord, who gives it, you know, liberally. He gives us wisdom liberally if we ask for it.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing that he tricks you on.
Who?
The Lord.
Ain't What's that? Who that? How he trick you?
Because he asks you, he tell you to ask for wisdom, but he don't tell you the consequences that come with knowing. See, that's the problem that Adam and Eve had. They didn't have the answers to the things that they were going to know once they became when they became of knowledge.
No, they didn't have the answers to evil. No, they did not. You're right.
So when God gives you wisdom, you have to then go through things to develop it.
Well, maybe so.
I'm telling you, you don't get wisdom. Listen, he don't just drop wisdom on you today. There's consequences with wisdom.
Yeah, I believe that.
You got the things you have to learn.
You have to be a good steward over it, too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so you have to know how to manicure it and hold it and handle wisdom.
Right.
Because think about it. You in a room full of people, and you're the only one that's wise, you might as well be a fool, too.
No. I don't buy that.
Well,
we are out of time, Willie. You hold on to that thought for next time.
Yeah, okay.
For the next hour, 11:15 to 12 noon, Willie Harris will be our guest. I didn't even get to introduce you. We just kept on rolling.
They know me.
Yeah, Willie Harris Tap 1.
Yeah,
he will be back
me.
At 11:15 today until the top of the hour, 12 noon. Thank you for listening to A Voice of the People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. If you can't come back at 11:15, be careful out there. Be safe. And stay warm. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you. Mm-hmm.